Father, your word says to us to never stop praying and to be thankful in all circumstances. And so, Father, we come before you today and we give thanks for all those prayers that we have placed on our prayer tree, of all those things that we give you thanks for, and the words that we have heard today in testimony of giving thanks. But Lord, as we come together and as we give you those thanks, we're also aware, Lord, there are many places and things on our hearts, Lord, that we want to pray for. So we pray for our world, the world in which we live, and the many places that we pray for today. Father, we pray for those places that have suffered disasters. Think of the tsunami, Lord. Those who, Lord, whose homes have been ripped apart and family members lost, for picking up the pieces of their lives again. We pray for those places that are still torn apart by war and conflict and continue to do so. And we bring these prayers before you as we think about our hurting world and a world in which we live. And we do pray for the government. We pray for this still transitional time, a time where indifference still reigns over the future of Brexit and where that will leave us as a country. We pray for the Prime Minister as she seeks to lead us, her people. And we thank you for the royal family. Father, we thank you for their giving stableness to our country. We pray for them. And we pray for our community in which we are a part here in Truro. Father, we pray as we look to draw people to you, as we look to be the light in those dark places. We pray for the homeless. We pray for those who are struggling. We pray, Lord, as a church, we may seek to reach out and to be a blessing and to show your light and life. Father, we give thanks for each other. We thank you for our families, our church family, that we are apart for one another. We pray for those who are unable to be with us today. We pray for those who are away. We pray that they may get refreshed. We pray for Matt and Angela and the family during this time of having a break. And for others, Lord, that we are aware of today that need our prayers. And so I want us to join together in the prayer that's on the screen. You'll see where the bold type is a response. So what a year this has been. So many things have happened. Some of them have been wonderful, others very sad. In light of all this, our Lord has been with us, guiding, healing, comforting, and rejoicing. Thanks be to God for God's continued presence with us. Now we are on the threshold to a new tomorrow, what it will hold for us. In all of what is to come, our Lord will be with us, guiding, healing, comforting, and rejoicing with us. Thank you, Lord, for your steadfast love and presence. Amen.